The new ultra premium offering from Shivers Regal Altus is now available, and you can follow it on Win the Right Way campaign details at shivers.com. And a man who's in the country to talk to us about is movie star Chris Evans. G'day, mate. Welcome.
How you doing?
Very good indeed, mate. First of all, something you should know about me is I'm a professional, and I like to do a lot of research, and I like to make sure that I'm well-versed on anything that somebody's promoting in the country. So I should probably just start by having a glass of scotch.
Good move.
Okay, so...
He's a pro.
That's really good stuff, man. I can see why you're promoting it. I'll just make sure how excellent that is.
Get to the bottom of it. You know.
Okay.
There you go. Come on. Giddy up.
That's some. That's a premium grape. Scotch there, Chris. Excellent work. Mate, first of all, tell us, what is the Win the Right Way? What is it about?
I think the campaign is about kind of, understanding that success is better shared with the people around you, that you know, it's about not coming up by yourself. It's about acknowledging the fact that nothing is in a vacuum, nothing is by itself, and everything has to be acknowledged in a group format, and that it's more rewarding to kind of acknowledge the efforts of the people around you than it is to kind of sit on the throne by yourself.
So it's not just about winning, it's about winning the right way. Can I put forward a proposition to you? Many years ago, I was a small kid. I was in a cross-country race against another kid, and we were neck and neck. There's one and two, position one and two. One of us was going to win the race. And just before we got to the finish line, we're running on a high ridge, and I thought, it's down to the wire. So I pushed the other kid down a small cliff.
That makes sense.
And I won the race. Is that the right way to win?
Did anybody see you?
No, I don't think so.
Then hey.
But
you won.
And you know what? No one saw him again either. So that's...
It was a very deep
just
ridge.
Just wanted to get the definition of winning the right way. Mate, Shivers Regal, obviously, you're supporting Shivers Regal and they're supporting you. Does that mean that Christmas gifts are pretty much tied up for you now? Like, I mean,
yeah, as long as everyone's okay with some whiskey in their stocks.
Everybody in your family going to get a bowl of whiskey?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay. What about the fact that you, you're here to promote a film. You've got to promote a whiskey, not a film. So you've got to know about your product as well. And unlike me, you can't, every time you do an interview, you can't have a glass. So what do you do?
Not every time. Maybe every third.
Is it so? Yeah. How do you meter that out?
Well, we just had that thing before where we actually, you know, you go to these stations and you taste the whiskey. And I really was like, I have to do interviews after this. I don't want to get too sloshed.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I don't think I can drive a car right now, Chris.
Hey, look, someone will drive you home. You got a lot of gas.
Exactly. We'll get the taxi. Let's continue this party. It's a very good vibe. Mate, scotch for me is, it's about sharing. You know, when I have a glass of scotch with a friend of mine, we sit down and we share stories. And one of the things we do is we kind of have like a one-for-one conversation, right? So one person will ask a question and then their friend will ask the question back, the same question back to them. Okay.
Okay.
So if I ask you a question, do you want to play that? We'll go one for one and see how we go, because it's kind of a pretty Australian tradition that I've just made up.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll ask you a question, and then if you want, you can ask me back the same question, okay? When did you know that you were successful?
Well, when did you know when you were successful?
Wow, you just used acting then too. I saw that. That was like proper acting. Good question. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm looking forward to it. What is it like? Is it enjoyable?
Yeah, it's all right. Well, you can tell me. What is it like? Is it enjoyable?
It's pretty cool.
Is it?
I mean, you get to drink whiskey when you're doing your job. So
there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
You're winning.
Which sport do you wish you could have played professionally? No movies, you have to give all that away, you get to be at the highest level in one particular sport. What would that sport be?
It's got to be basketball. It's got to be basketball.
Have you seen how tall you are?
Well, listen, you're telling me I can be a pro at any sport.
Yeah,
don't judge me based on what I'm limited by. I understand my ceiling. I'm telling you that I would take basketball if I could be anything. Okay. I'd be a little Steve Nash. Which sport would you take?
Women's tennis.
Fair enough.
I don't know. It's like it's good money now too. One place that you're never going back to.
Man, unfortunately, I don't have that choice. Some places I have to go back to. I've had a few bad experiences in a few countries, but this job that I do, you
can't say
choice.
America either. That's too broad. For me, it's Dubbo.
Where's that?
Exactly. Don't go there. Is there a celebrity that you've been mistaken for?
Well, there are a lot of Chris's, you know, so I don't get Chris Hemsworth often as I'd like, but I get a lot of Chris Pratt and Chris Pines.
Okay.
Yeah. Which celebrity do you get mistaken for?
This is not bragging either, but...
Come on, which celebrity do they think you are? Come on.
Katie Lang.
I knew it. Mm. That's what I was going to say. When you first walked in, I was like, yo, is that... Yeah.
Country legend.
Is Katie Lang in
it? I seriously can't go to a country music festival without being mobbed. And sometimes I just give up, Chris, and I just actually sign stuff because it's just easier for me to get through the crowds if I just sign
it. Make them happy. You know what I mean?
God, I tell you what.
You put smiles on people's faces.
It's a hard day for me if I've got a craving and it's constant. I just don't get anything done. What would you rather be eaten by? A shark or a crocodile? You're in Australia. It makes sense to ask this question.
God, man, that's a tough one.
It's good, isn't it? It's a great question.
Now, I got to get eaten. There's no fight.
No, you got to get eaten.
You got to get eaten.
Because this is a thing in Australia.
You're going down.
This is a real thing to us. Like, you know, if you walk out of this hotel,
then it's going
to
be a shark because I think it'd be quicker.
Shark.
Crocodile, I could fight him off. I'm going to fight him off.
Wow.
I'm going to fight him off.
It's
shark,
cool.
It's going to be a wrap. Going to be a wrap real quick.
Right, so
you think, what are you going to do? Like, tickle their stomach?
No.
That's easy.
No.
Got it.
Yeah.
Shh, come on. Shh. Done.
If people could see those hand gestures.
Might just put them in a headlock, noogie them for good measure.
Yeah. Well, if sharks have got that weird thing where if you punch them on the nose, they release you. Crocodiles don't.
Yeah.
They've got a soft area like that, but it's too close to theirs.
But you got
to
think if it's a crocodile, am I on land or am I in water? Shark has got to be in water. A crocodile might get me on land.
Mm. All right. What if the shark was on land?
And it's his big mistake.
Yeah, he's made a big error, hasn't he?
Guess what I'm eating
Screw
tonight.
Him.
Shark.
Screw it. On with you. Shark. Shark's the way to go. Who would you, if you were eaten by one of these creatures, who would you prefer to deliver your eulogy? Morgan Freeman or Sir David Attenborough?
You know what? I was going to say, you don't have to finish the question because it's Morgan Freeman. But David Attenborough. Oh, God.
Isn't that?
I love me some Planet Earth. It's Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Yeah. It is. Because David Attenborough has like a really nice image, his beautiful voice, but it just feels like almost like tragic and like that's just what life is. Morgan Freeman would make it like poetic.
Makes it personal.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, I mentioned before that you'd be giving everybody a gift for Christmas of the Shivers Regal Altus. Is one of those people me?
It is. Guess what?
Oh, happy birthday,
just for you, Katie. Just for you.
Chris Evans, thank you very much for your time, mate. Good on you.
Got it, buddy.